me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds!
King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clouds! The Colossus of Clouds!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, George Katsarilos. We have a bonus show this week. We thought last week was our last show for a couple of months, but we're here for one more show till March, and Vince Clementi couldn't make it, but ERC Delivery will still deliver the prize package. We're giving away two boxes of cards this week, a box of Court Kings basketball, which sold out at T-Crown yesterday, a good product, and Black Diamond hockey to one caller or tweeter. If you call with an item or tweet me at T-Crown Tom, an item, and we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing, and ERC Delivery will deliver right to your door. The number is 312-332-3776. Bill, are you a Ravens fan?
I am now.
So. Yeah, there you go.
That, my Redskins are done, I'm a Ravens fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were done long ago.
Oh, yeah. About the time the Bears were, I think they both kind of bit the dust at the same time. Now, one of the things I want people can do today, in addition to calling or tweeting with questions or pictures of items that are collectibles, who would you, not who do you predict to make the Super Bowl, but who would you really want to see in the Super Bowl? We were talking about this yesterday at T-Crown. And you can say who you don't want. To me, the Ravens, to me, are the last team I want to see in the Super Bowl. That team is like, they just don't, you can't get rid of them. You know, they always seem to eke into the playoffs. They get in, and then nobody can beat them. They're very clutch, but I do not want to see them in the play in the Super Bowl.
I just heard the little Sports Center thing said they tied or set the all-time record for postseason wins yesterday.
Wow, geez, man.
The Packers and the Browns and all the, you know.
Yeah, that's something else. Now, as far as who you want to make the Super Bowl, I don't think they're going to do it, but I think it would really be fun to see Tony Romo in the Super Bowl just to see what he does. I mean, he could do anything. He could have five touchdown passes, or he could have three fumbles, four picks. You know what I mean? I'd love to see Tony Romo and the Cowboys in the Super Bowl this year. I think that would be really entertaining if they made it.
Who are they playing?
Now, let's see. Who would they play? Most people, you like to see against another big-name quarterback, like the Patriots and Brady, or Manning and the Broncos, I guess. Even this is another team I don't expect to do it, but it would be cool to see Andrew Luck and the Colts in it. You know, yeah, that would be fun. I just like big name quarterbacks. That's another thing. Flacco drives me nuts. I mean, he's a great playoff quarterback, but boy, I'm just not a fan at all. And remember I made the prediction of, in the Winter Classic, that the Blackhawks would beat your guys 3-2. What I meant was a former Blackhawk would score the game-winning goal and you guys would win 3-2, which is what actually happened.
That's the way I heard it.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Well, the Huggins and Scott February auction runs from February 2nd to February 12th. And boy, you're really racking up the items on there now. Now
we've got quite a bit of stuff already in the house, and some more coming for sure.
Some really good stuff. You have a picture of that 1944 Negro League multi-signed Who's Who in Baseball page is up on your homepage with Josh Gibson, Judd Wilson, Ray Brown, Roy Campanella, and three others. $2,500 minimum bid on that. Now, Josh Gibson was, if you don't know, a great power hitter. Some people called him maybe, if not the best, one of the best power hitters in history. And he actually died in 1947 at the age of 36. So there's not a lot of autographs out there of Josh Gibson. And then you look at guys like Judd Wilson. He's in the Hall of Fame. I've never seen his autograph. Ray Brown, I've never seen his autograph.
Now, so very few autographs of those guys exist at all.
Yeah, and there's always big collectors for Negro League items, especially when they're Hall of Fame quality players. So that is going to be interesting to watch. Now, that's going to be running when we're not on the air. Our next show after today will be Sunday, March 1st. So keep an eye on HugginsandScott.com, and I will tweet an update at T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. I will tweet something about that once it gets running, that and a couple other items. I'll tweet links to them so you can see what that ends up at. And when we get back on in March, we'll talk about some of the completed items of some of these neat items that are running. Here's something you didn't have a picture of it yet, Bill, but I'd love to see this picture once you get it up there. It's a picture of Ed Sullivan, Ted Williams, and Rocky Marciano. It's signed by Ed Sullivan with a $150 minimum bid. Now, did you see that yet, or is that out getting authenticated and you haven't seen
it? It's just getting photographed and getting authenticated, yes.
Okay. I imagine it's on where Ted Williams and Rocky Marciano were maybe on the Ed Sullivan show together. I imagine it's from there. Why else they'd all be together, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where the photo originated.
Yeah, that's neat. There's some neat items that have come off the Ed Sullivan show. That guy really racked in the big-name guests, didn't he?
He was probably the pioneer of all that.
Yeah, he really was. I remember one time somebody called in and they had a dollar bill signed by Babe Ruth and Ed Sullivan. It's like, no, there's a combo.
Yeah.
Speaking of Babe Ruth, you've got a Babe Ruth single signed baseball in the February Huggins and Scott auction, a 1932-33 single signed official American League Heritage baseball with a $2,500 minimum bid.
Yeah, we've actually got a second one, another Babe Ruth ball that it will be put up soon that has an inscription on it from his 19th home run in 1927.
Ooh, really?
The inscription was deemed not penned in Babe's hand, but I'm guessing it was penned in the hand of the guy who caught the ball and got Babe Ruth to sign it that day.
Yeah, I would imagine. Why else would they put that on there?
Right, yeah. So, I mean, this could be a home run ball from his 60 home run season, for all we know.
Now, could they tell by looking at the ink if that inscription was written back in that time, or can you even?
That is certainly, I think, the style of the pen and the type of pen it is, period.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen one with that on it, you know, where
I don't think our researchers have not been able to find another one.
An actual home run ball. Actually, you know, maybe 10, 12 years ago, I remember seeing a Babe Ruth home run ball for sale, but it went for a lot. I don't remember what. And it was really beat, too, now that I think about it. That's another one that's going to be interesting. We'll have to, I'll have to tweet that one once we get on there. So you can give us a call now. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time, 312-332-3776. If you have a question or you just want to talk about an item, a collectible that you have, it can be sports, pop culture, or political. The number's 312-332-3776. We've got a prize package, two boxes of cards we're giving away, a box of Court Kings basketball, and a box of Black Diamond hockey. So it's a good prize package that Vince Clemente will deliver right to the door of the winter. Bill, of course, with this extra show this week, it is snowing in Chicago today. We knew that was going to happen.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's snowing pretty good. My wife and I stayed downtown here at a hotel, and I just trudged over through some slop. I took a picture. Maybe I'll try to, at the break, tweet a picture by a street lamp in Chicago where you could see the snow coming down in the background. It made it look like it was really snowing from that. I don't know how much we're supposed to get, but you knew that was coming.
Yeah.
You guys, it's probably 50 and sunny there, right?
Yeah, right now it's probably 45 degrees. It's not sunny. It's a little rainy, but...
Oh, really? It is really that warm, huh?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. We're supposed to get up to 60 today for some reason. I don't know why.
Seriously? Okay, well, I'm catching the next flight. I'll be there in about 4 hours, okay?
Right.
So here's another item in the February Huggins and Scott auction. Now, we've talked a lot about in the last couple of auctions where the PSA graded set registry. Well, here's a not quite complete set. But one, it's 139 of 144 of the cards in the set, a 1952 Bowman Large PSA graded set. That's you got the Bowman Large, which must mean you have a regular Bowman size on that same set, right, Bill?
What do you mean?
Well, these are the Bowman Large, so these are like oversized.
Well, that meant that set came in two sizes.
Yeah,
size,
right.
And then a larger size. That was the only time I think they ever produced a set in two different sizes.
So was do you know by any chance which one was?
The large is 2 to 5 times tougher.
Tougher to get. That's what I figured it must be. Yeah. Now that's for somebody. If you want to get your set onto the registry, then all you'd have to do is pick up the other 5 cards. All 139 are graded, I believe, in that. So
yeah, they are. And you can get on the registry with an incomplete set.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I don't know if that set is registered yet, but yeah, you can register a set with one card. You'll be low on the list.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that. I thought it had to be complete to get on it. Well, there you go. You learned something.
They weighted accordingly, you know.
Yeah. Huh. So that'll be interesting. That would be something actually neat to do, too. If you really had a favorite set, and it doesn't really matter what sport it is, to get it graded and just to work on it, and then you can keep upgrading it as long as you want to keep doing it and just keep making it better if that's what you want to do. I think that would be a neat thing to do, actually.
Oh, there's a lot of people who have that same thought process, Tom.
Some guys like to do it from the year they were born or whatever, you know, if they like that set. So that would be expensive for when you're as old as I am, that's for sure. Now, here's a
1906 set or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Boy, now, do they have, they must have guys with complete T206 sets that are on the registry too, right?
Oh, sure.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine what some of those, if you had some of those variations on there and higher grades, what some of that would run.
Oh, I'm not sure, but I'm fairly confident that the number one set on the registry averages over 8.
Oh, on the tobacco card set?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine that there's that many nice cards from there still around. It's really kind of incredible.
Well, what happens is, like what you just said, these people who have this registry and have a high thing, they're always looking to, like what you just said, to upgrade and move up 0.007 on the thing by turning a 7 into an 8 or staying on 8 into a 9 or something, and it becomes an ego thing somewhat.
Did you start collecting any of that stuff when you first got in the business? Did you keep any vintage stuff for yourself, or have you just...
Oh, I started out with cards, and then I got into jerseys and then bats, and, you know, it went through cycles.
So you still have your own collection then?
Oh, some stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've kind of ended up with a lot of Chicago stuff, you know, that I've ended up with.
I end up with a lot of Miller Huggins stuff.
Yeah, well, that's he actually was a relative of yours, huh?
He was my grandfather's first cousin, my great uncle.
Wow, huh? That's neat.
I never met him. He died in 1929, but
yeah, but you did pick up some of his memorabilia.
I have actually his tobacco pouch that he used to carry around with him.
Oh, you know? You're kidding. Wow, that's neat.
Years ago, before the cards were worth much, when I did shows and stuff and people found out, they would send me little Miller Huggins cards. Here, I found a card in a collection your great uncle and all that. So.
Well, that's neat. That makes a great collection. Well, we're already time for our first break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. Give us a call with a question about a collectible, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. We have a prize package to give away to one caller, or if you tweet at T Crown Tom a question and we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collections today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest-growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is January 5th. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event. Or call them at 301-608-0255. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year. ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
a
sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's Sylvie. Liberty Mazda in Libertyville is breaking discount records during their end-of-the-year blowout sale. Get 0% financing for 60 months on most new Mazdas. If a lease is more your style, get into a 2014 Mazda 3 for just $158 a month. No reasonable offer will be refused at the end-of-the-year blowout sale at Lake County's largest volume Mazda dealer. Liberty Mazda on Route 176 in Libertyville. $19.99 due at Mazda 3 lease signing with approved credit on select models in lieu of rebates.
The McDonald's triple cheeseburger will take care of your hunger. The McDonald's triple cheeseburger will take your hunger for a quiet getaway on a quiet lake up north. It will put on soft music, and your hunger will think, oh yes, it's time to dance. The McDonald's triple cheeseburger will surprise your hunger with two tickets to a performance by a local but better than average theater troupe. Your hunger will be smitten. You loved the single and the double, so try the triple cheeseburger from McDonald's for just $2.49. Price and participation may vary, limited time only.
Here's to the ones who get up early to get our city moving early. The mail carriers, the delivery drivers, the snowplow operators warming their hands before clearing the expressways. Here's to the drivers of the buses, the L trains and the taxis. Here's to the construction crews making our skyline stand even taller, no matter what that Great Lake throws them today. And here's our thanks to you. A small McCafe coffee and either a freshly prepared egg McMuffin or sausage McMuffin with egg for just $3. McDonald's, proud supporter of Chicago's early risers. Price and participation may vary, limited time only.
The biggest name in sports, the unique Chicago personalities, the most complete coverage on air and online. This is why more Chicago sports fans choose us. We are ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
All in together now, we can make it better, can we do it?
when we roll it up.
Because we know how to jump.
Moving and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find out more. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince Clementi isn't with us this week. He couldn't make it, but ERC Delivery, his company, will deliver the prize package to one caller or tweeter of an item. 312-332-3776 is the number with if you want to call with a collectible. Russ on Twitter, I kind of like this item, has a photo of a Stroh's beer can signed Holy Cow Harry Carey. Yeah. I like that item. That Stroh's used to be one of the White Sox beers, I think, in the 70s when Harry and Jimmy Pearsall were the announcers. I'm thinking that's got to be a $100 item if I had that. I don't know that I'd have that at T-Crown, but if I had it.
Tom would pay $100.
I do like that item. I'd like to have that. I could see having that on somewhere at home. Now, Joe on Twitter, Joe obviously is a Packer fan. He sends a picture with a link to YouTube saying that Clay Matthews has a cameo in the movie Perfect Pitch 2. Well, from my standpoint, I hope the Packers get knocked out quickly so Clay can work on some more cameos here in the upcoming offseason, Bill. That's another thing we can talk about today. Anybody that calls in or if you tweet something, who would you really like to see make the Super Bowl? Maybe who don't you want to see? I think just from a standpoint, I'd love to see Tony Romo and the Cowboys make it just to see how he handles it. And I think I'd like to see it maybe against Peyton Manning and the Broncos would be my favorite matchup. What do you think for yours, Bill?
Well, I got a problem. I got to go with my Ravens.
It's yeah.
15 minutes for me. And, I'll pick the Ravens against Romo.
That would be a fun one. Just to say, I want to see how Romo handles it. We've got Dwight from Southwest Michigan's on the line. What do you have there, Dwight?
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, we got a Mickey Mantle signed baseball. It was authenticated by PSA, like as in Paul.
Yes, PSA. Is it graded?
It's mint condition.
Okay. You know, did they actually, were they encased it in like a cube and they put a grade on the bottom of the ball and the signature, or did they just authenticate it?
I'm not sure. A friend of mine has it, and we were talking, and he's thinking about getting rid of it, and
okay.
I'm thinking about buying it.
Okay, well.
And I haven't seen him. He's a friend. He lives a little ways away.
The key is the condition. Bill, have you run different grades of Mantle signed baseballs? I've heard there aren't a lot of 10-10s out there.
There aren't. If it says mint on there, on the ball, it's probably a mint 9, which would be a graded 9, and in which case, you're looking at about an $800 to $1,200 ball, depending on exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. So
wow.
Maybe if you send us a picture of it, and if it is encased in a PSA holder, also do a picture of the bottom where they'd have the grades on there. Have you ever even seen a 10-10? I think that would be like big money for a Mantle ball.
I don't think I've seen a 10.
No, I don't remember ever seeing one either.
I want to say we sold 9, but not 10.
Yeah, yeah. You see 9s around, but there's a lot of Mantle baseballs out there, but the higher the grade, that separates it from the pack, Dwight.
Okay, great, guys. Thanks.
Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Can be sports, pop culture, political, whatever you might have. Give us a call with a question about the value of an item, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. The next Huggins and Scott auction runs February 2nd through 12th. We're going to be off for a couple of months, so we won't be on the air during that time. We'll be coming back the first Sunday in March. So go to HugginsandScott.com and check out the items you want to follow or bid on, and we're giving you some info on some of them today. There's a Joe McDonald 1982 St. Louis Cardinals General Manager World Series ring with a $2,500 minimum bid. Even though he wasn't a player, a lot of times the bigger name executives, their rings can do very well in an auction too, Bill.
Oh, yeah. I guess there's sort of a tier that you get into as far as the rings type of stature and stuff. Players, obviously, the big name Hall of Fame players would be one, other players too. And then you get into the on-field or the front office type people that that he would certainly fall into as the GM. And those are quite sought after for sure, because a lot of the players don't part with their ring.
No, right. I think he just started as their GM that year in 82 and then was for a couple more years after that. So that'll be interesting to see what that does. Those rings, the real rings, go for some very good money, $2,500 minimum bid on that one. Chuck from Syracuse, New York is online. Chuck, I take it you're listening online. How are you in the area?
Well, no, I'm on my iPhone. I got up this morning. I was cruising through the ESPN radio apps, and I saw Sports Collecting, and I didn't even realize there was a show out there like that, Tom. So thank you for hosting it.
Sure. We're on every week, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. We're going to be off now till March 1st, take a couple months off, but then we'll be on every week starting March 1st again.
All right. Beautiful. Well, here's my question. I was back in the sports card collecting years ago. I was lucky enough to, when I saw a stadium club come out in the early 90s, I really liked the look of it. It was such a premium card compared to what was out there. I'm sitting on a couple boxes of stadium club hockey that aren't opened, and those usually are not listed in a price guide. I've never seen a list for that. I know, like, stadium club football, this is 1991.
Yeah, those were really nice-looking cards at that time. I can't think of any, like, really valuable cards in that set right at the moment. But wouldn't you suggest, Bill, since he's kept him sealed this long, keep them sealed. Tell them the story about the 75. Is it 75 Topps baseball that the lady, 76, whatever? That,
oh, the 76. Yes. Dwight, those things are, now is probably not the time to sell them. I haven't, you know, a lot of those boxes, the 81 or the 91 stadium hockey, I have not seen sell for quite a whole lot of money in today's market, but the future, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, and really, you've kept it sealed that long. Keep it sealed. They were beautiful cards, so see what happens with it then.
Yeah, that's great. And I just wanted to mention hockey, since Jaromir Jagr last night, hat trick.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Oldest guy ever, right? 42 years old?
Exactly. A 91 stadium was 1 year before his rookie card, wasn't it?
Was he 90, his rookie card? I think his rookies were in 90, but I'm not 100% sure. It was right in that time frame. He might have cards in there. Yeah. Boy, what a great career. He's been a great player, that's for sure.
Yeah, unbelievable. And you know what? A good player, not dirty. He's kind of like the hockey Derek Jeter type, you know?
Yeah, very skilled, very skilled and very smart player.
Yes. Well, thank you, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, we'll keep listening. Like I say, the show will get back on here every week starting March 1st. And then don't forget to check out HugginsandScott.com, the Huggins and Scott auction in February.
I will, and I'm entered for the Black Diamond Hockey Box, John.
The Black Diamond Hockey? Well, you're in Syracuse, New York, huh?
Yeah, they won't deliver it this far.
Well, they won't drive it to you. I don't know. I don't think we're going to do the delivery there. Sorry, Chuck, you're not in.
Okay, guys.
Okay, thanks for the call, though. Next on the line is Rich from South Bend. Now, Rich, you'll be in the drawing. I know that ERC Delivery does deliver to the South Bend area, all throughout Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana, Wisconsin. So what do you have there, Rich?
That's great. Thank you. Enjoy the show, fellas. I've got two things. They're totally different. I bought a football that was signed by Drew Brees at Purdue at golf outing. It's a Purdue football with just his signature on it. And then I also have a hard hat. I'm a vendor to Disney World, and when they were building what's now called Hollywood Studios, they used to give out, like, collectible hard hats with Mickey on it with a hammer and nails and a hard hat on. I'm curious whether that's sellable on just in some Disney anime or whatever.
You know, any Mickey Mouse stuff has value to it. It's especially original from Disney World. First off, on the Drew Brees, what do you think? Is that like in the $300 range if it was signed when he – was this signed when he was at Purdue?
He was just out. He was still playing with San Diego.
Okay. What do you think on that one, Bill?
I think you're probably right in the $200, $300 range.
Yeah. And then how about Mickey Mouse items from Disney World?
Well.
I know I've seen, like, Mickey Mouse clocks go for some good money. And,
right. And, the, you know, a lot of the stuff from the 60s and 50s and stuff like that era. I don't know. When was this hard hat produced there, Rich?
I'm guessing it's about 20 years ago when they first built the animation studios.
Well, I would keep that in really good shape and hang on to it, because anything with Mickey's logo on it, you've got collectors for it. Now, would you recommend, is there anything that do you still work for Disney, Rich, at Disney World?
I'm a vendor to Disney, so yeah, I still go there.
I wonder if there's any type stuff that, I'd have to think about that, like some good items that would be good keepsakes from that. But I would suggest, you know, the big name Disney characters, it's always good to collect them. It makes a good collection, and you'll always have people that want to buy that stuff.
Okay, great. Thanks, Bill.
All right, thanks, Rich. Now, Barry, are you actually, where are you, Barry?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where are you actually located right now?
I am in Jerusalem, Israel.
You really are in Jerusalem, huh? Did you listen to our show regularly?
I just started. A friend told me about some number to call up radio, and I just started listening.
Okay, well, very good. So, do you have some collectibles?
So here's the story. My grandfather gave me a Dick Butkus helmet. His brother was a ball boy for the Bears back in the day, and he said Dick Butkus gave him a signed helmet.
A signed
scratches on it.
A game worn helmet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Bill. What do you think of the value of that? That could be like big time.
Is it signed?
Is that, I have no idea. I'm not so involved. I don't even know.
Okay. Did you hear, Bill, what he has?
It's a Bears helmet from the 30s or
no, from the 60s, a Butkus, a Dick Butkus.
60s, yeah, 50s, 60s.
Oh, okay, Dick Butkus helmet.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if it's that same, you know, trademark face mask that he used, the cage and everything, and it shows great use, I'm sure Dick Butkus helmet would have lots of scuffs and marks on it. You're talking thousands.
Yeah, now this, you got this, yes, thousands. You got this from a ball boy, a bear, or somebody?
My grandfather's brother was a ball boy. The grandfather's brother gave it to my grandfather. He recently passed away. And I got it.
Now, Bill, if he wanted to auction this with you in Huggins and Scott Auction, what you'd have to do, I guess you'd have to get as much provenance from Barry as possible, and then, you know, you'd do...
I think getting it photo matched for the time period and everything like that would go a long way toward, you know, clearing
how would I go about, like, verifying it? How would I go about...
Barry, do you also still know the guy who was the ball boy?
No, it's my great uncle. I'm Barry.
Barry, if you've got a pen, write down this number. You ready?
Yeah. You got a pen? Does anyone have a pen on them here?
Okay, well, Huggins and Scott Auctions.
I got a pen right here. I got it, yeah.
Okay, this is Huggins and Scott Auctions, Bill.
Yeah, right. And my name is Bill Huggins, Barry. Give me a call. The number's
301-608-0355.
So 301-608-0355, and let's say you ran that in the Huggins and Scott April auction, for instance. We'd be talking about that on the show, because that is a really cool item, Barry. That the sky's the limit on that. If that can be proven, did you get a letter? Is there a letter from the ball boy saying that was game used?
I'm going to have to talk to my great uncle about that. I'll see if he has anything on it.
Yeah, anything that you have with it, any pictures of the guy or anything with it, the more you have to help prove it's real, the better it is. But that is a big-time item if it's really a game-worn Butkus helmet, Barry.
All right. I am looking forward. I'll have to do my research and get off. I'll call the number.
Okay. Yeah, give me a call during the week.
And don't forget now, Barry, our radio show is going to be off for a couple of months. We're coming back on the first week in March. But then keep listening regularly, and if you do auction that with Huggins and Scott, we will talk about it on future shows. All right, that's cool. I'm glad glad you called in from Jerusalem. Boy, that's something. That's a.
I hope he wins the prize. I'd like to see Vince.
Yeah. Right now, if Vince is homeless and he's like, oh boy, I don't know about shipping there. No, I don't think he's in the drawing, but it's time for another short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on until 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. It could be a Dick Butkus game-worn helmet or anything you think might be valuable. Give us a call. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spenceloa.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Do you wish there was a way to stop the effects of aging? What if you could lose unwanted body fat, improve mental focus, increase energy levels, and enhance your libido? Introducing Chicagoland Men's Health, 866-519-1966. Their trained physicians will supervise your personalized men's health program. It's safe, affordable, and more convenient than ever. Act now and receive their complete program, including all labs and meds, shipped directly to your home for just $1.99 per month. Simply call Chicagoland Men's Health, 866-519-1966. They have locations in downtown Chicago and the surrounding suburbs. Visit them online at chicagolandmenshealth.com or call Chicagoland Men's Health at 866-519-1966. Increase your energy, lean muscle, libido, and performance. It's time to look and feel young again. Chicagoland Men's Health, 866-519-1966.
The dreaded vending machine. You stand before it, tasked with the ultimate decision. Decade-old donuts at B7 or empty calories at E4. Yummy. Let Walmart's low prices help you snack smarter with 5.3-ounce Oikos Triple Zero Greek yogurt for $1 and 4-packs of Light and Fit protein shakes on rollback for $5. Smart snacker 1, vending machine 0. Start strong, save big. Walmart.
CRV deposit fee and tax may apply.
Your season-long fantasy football league may be over, but there's still plenty of excitement every week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy sports site, where you can win enormous cash prizes every time you play. Head to DraftKings.com now and use promo code PASS to play free in the $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter PASS for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery couldn't make it this week, but ERC will deliver the prize package to one caller or tweeter. You can also email me a question on an item. Steve N. emailed me. Here's an interesting item, Bill Huggins. He has a book from about the Brooklyn Dodgers signed by Branch Rickey in 1945. I looked up some Branch Rickey signed items. You could find things like a cut for a couple $100, 1930s signed photos around the $1,000 range. There was actually, I saw in one item was a handwritten letter to Roy Campanella in 1946. It sold for over $23,000. So I'm thinking a book probably somewhere at least $500 or $600 and maybe $1,000 or a little more. Don't you think, Bill?
Oh, I think you may be a little low on that, actually.
Yeah.
It's probably a period signature, in which case, I'm not sure the title of the book, which one he's got, but you're talking $500, $1,000 easy, I think.
Yeah, so that would be a good Huggins and Scott auction item if Steve decides to do it. Yeah, it was a neat item. It was something about the history of the Brooklyn Dodgers up till that point, and he said signed in 1945, so that would be good. Okay, we've got some callers waiting here. Lenny from Orland Park is online. What do you have there, Lenny? Thanks for calling.
Good morning, guys. I love your show. I wish you had more time with it. I'm a big collector, and what I've got now, I've got a game-used skate from the playoffs last year, signed by Marian Hossa with a letter from the team. It was in a charity auction.
Oh, that's cool. So game-used skate signed. What do you think, a few $100 on that one, Bill, or how high do you think on that with a letter from the team?
Whose skate was it?
Marian Hossa, who, to me, he's got a Hall of Fame career going.
Yeah, gosh, Lenny, that almost seems like something that is not yet completely baked in the oven yet. Let it sit for a while. Let this guy put up some more numbers, and then it may be something to sell in a few years.
Yeah, it's okay. Neat. Now, did you bid on that, or did you win it just as a prize giveaway?
No, I actually bid on it.
How much did you pay?
I paid $600.
Yeah, you know, I would think you could probably get that back, you know, right now. A lot of times the charity auctions, people will bid higher because it is for charity, and especially if they're drinking, Lenny. Were you drinking there, Lenny?
No, I was not.
Okay. Well, but that's a really good item. I've always liked Hossa. I love the way he plays. So, that's a real good collectible there, Lenny.
All right, I'll hold on to it.
Yeah, I don't think you'd make much right now. You might lose something if you tried to auction it right now, but a really good item. We've got, let's see, Mike from Lowell, Indiana's on the line. What's new there, Mike?
Yes, I got a mini helmet signed by Dan Hampton, 2002 Hall of Fame.
Okay, mini helmet by Hampton, probably in the $40 to $50 range. He's one of the, to me, you could make a case for him being the best defensive lineman in the Chicago Bears history. They've had a lot of good ones, but you could make a case for him being the best. Not a real tough autograph. You know, he's been in the area, really good guy, it sounds like. Probably $50 if I had it in a T-Crown right now.
Yeah, okay, thanks. I just didn't know what it was worth. I've had it for a number of years.
Yeah, very cool. Just like any signature, keep it out of real bright sunlight and keep in good shape, and he's a Hall of Famer, so good item.
Yeah, it's got a signed paper with it, a picture of him signing it, and it's in a little plastic case. It's really cool.
Okay, very nice.
Thanks.
Next on the line, we have Paul from Kenosha. What's new there, Paul?
I have that Ray Nitschke rookie card autographed. Is that something worth getting graded and?
Ooh, yeah. That's you've probably heard on the show in the past that vintage cards of Hall of Famers, is it a lower grade or how nice is the grade of the card?
I didn't get it graded yet because it was just that he was signing somewhere down in Northern Illinois.
Yeah, but how nice do you think it is? Like, when you look at it, does it look like it could be a 7 or an 8 or better? Or does it look like a 2 or a 3 where it's pretty beat up?
It's not beat up. I'd say for that year, because there's so many bordering issues and stuff, I'd say maybe 6.
Okay.
7, maybe.
What would you do with that if that was yours, Bill?
Well, the grade of the card is almost irrelevant because, in theory, as a card goes, it's been written on. And so it's the strength of the signature of the autograph that is good. I mean, if the autograph grades a 10 on his 63 rookie card, you're looking at several hundred dollars or more because he's not signing them anymore.
Yeah. That's a debate, too, though, because for me, like, if I'm buying a vintage rookie card that's signed by the guy, like, if it's really beat up, I'm probably not going to want it. Guys still will buy it. There are a lot of guys who are more interested. I still want a nice-looking card with it. It doesn't have to be a 10 card, but I still want a nice-looking card with it if I'm going to buy it for my collection. And like Bill says, there are guys that are just looking for a real clean autograph on any type. So sometimes a lower-grade card, just with that signature, might not even normally be that valuable of a signature, but will really pull up the value of that card because so many more people want it than would just want a low grade.
Is there some place that would grade both of them?
Yeah, where either PSA or PSA? Beckett does it, where Beckett can have JSA authenticate and grade the autograph, and they can grade the card or just authenticate the card for you. So I would contact them and get that done.
Okay.
Then it's encased. It's done. If you ever want to sell it, you can always sell it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, next on the line, we have Steve from Westville, Indiana. A lot of calls from Indiana today. What's up there, Steve?
I'm the one that has the Branch Rickey autograph in the book.
Oh, you were the one who emailed, huh?
Yeah. I got cut off earlier.
Okay. So tell us about that then.
My grandpa used to play for some minor leagues back in the 50s, 40s, and he grew up in Brooklyn. And he just gave me a book a while back, the Brooklyn Dodgers, like the Unauthorized History by Frank Graham, I think.
Okay.
And right inside the cover, it's got a Branch Rickey right there. It just says, like, Happy Holidays, 1945, Branch Rickey.
Ooh, wow. Nice.
And just was curious what it might be worth.
Bill, don't you think that would have a really good shot of breaking a grand?
I don't think that number's off the table at all, Steve. It's there's not a whole lot to compare it to because there's not a lot of those books out there, which is a good thing for you.
Yeah. That is okay. True, because
you're interested in selling it, including in one of our auctions. Come on, I'd be happy to revisit this with you.
Okay.
So the number at Huggins & Scott Auctions is 301-608-0355. You can call Bill Huggins during the week and get things set up with him. Yeah, see, it pays to email an item to T-Crown Tom. Hey, Steve?
Yep.
Okay, very good. That's a neat item. I'd love to see that in an auction, Bill, just to see what that would go for.
Hey, yeah, there's nothing really to compare it to.
Have you been a fan of The Odd Couple, Bill? The movie, the TV show?
Sure.
Okay, my wife and I think this was on New Year's, we're watching The Twilight Zone, and Jack Klugman and Jonathan Winters were playing pool in an old 60s Twilight Zone episode, which made me think of The Odd Couple. Jack Klugman and Tony Randall together on that Odd Couple television show in the early 70s were just tremendous in their roles with that. And I just noticed that I don't know how this could possibly top it, but did you see that Matthew Perry, the guy that used to be on Friends, is going to play Oscar in a new Odd Couple TV show starting in February?
No, I definitely did not.
I can't picture that. I would have thought Matthew Perry maybe would have been Felix in the show. Now, I'm thinking to myself, I think I'm more Oscar with maybe a little bit of Felix in there. What do you think about yourself, Bill?
I think that's probably me.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of Oscar in there, without a doubt, for me anyway. But that'll be interesting to see that show. I think it's, I'm not sure what channel it's going to be on.
Who's playing Felix?
I think it's a Chicago actor that I'd never heard of, but he's from Chicago. And I saw a picture of the two of them together. Of course, they had Matthew Perry like a slob, and Felix was all neat and dressed up. So I don't know. We'll see what it's like. That was a great TV show. What also got me thinking about it, first we saw Jack Klugman on The Twilight Zone, and then we saw the end of the movie on some movie channel of the original Odd Couple movie, which was another great combo. That was Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau in the movie. And, you know, to be honest with you, as good as they were, I think Jack Klugman and Tony Randall actually were better. So they've got some pretty heavy guys to go up against with this show, if it, you know, to make it good. Justin from Melrose Park is on the line. What do you have there, Justin?
Hey, so, you know, I was looking around my room, and my grandfather gave me a 1985 Super Bowl football signed by all the Chicago Bears. Oh. And going through a tough time, so I'm looking to get rid of it. I'm wondering what you would think I'd be able to get for it.
And that includes Walter Payton?
Yeah, it includes Walter Payton in the center of the football. It's three white panels and one brown panel.
Okay, do you know how many total signatures?
I think there's about 35 to 36 signatures on it, I think.
Well, that would be a good Huggins and Scott auction item. Probably 1,000 to 2,000, you think, Bill?
I think, depending on how it displays and the strength of the signatures, and are any of them faded or smeared or anything, yeah.
Yeah, so that's another item. Call Bill Huggins during the week, 301-608-0355. The good part about when you put an item in a Huggins and Scott auction, they get the autographs authenticated for you and at a much cheaper cost than if you did it yourself because of the volume that they do for getting autographs authenticated, Justin.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that would be a neat item. That would be good. That would be interesting to see if you get all those guys, and including Ditka and Payton and that many guys on it, that's going to go for some bucks.
How many guys are, you know, Tom, on that team are no longer with us?
Oh, boy. You know, not that many, actually. We got Durson and Walter, I guess. But I think most of them are still alive. But Walter dying at such a young age, such a big name player, you know, that's the if you don't have that on there, the value really isn't there. Now, don't forget, now we're coming to the end of the show. This is our last show till the first Sunday in March. March 1st, we'll be back on starting every week again. And so don't forget, there's a Huggins and Scott auction starting February 2nd, going February 2nd through February 12th. Go to HugginsandScott.com. Lots of different items on there. And in addition to some of the things we've talked about, there's things like a Jackie Robinson story original one-sheet movie poster from 1950. There's political items. There's even there's a lot of vintage graded cards, non-graded vintage lots from even going back to prior to 1900. Like here's a 1952 Bowman two-card lot of a Mickey Mantle PSA 1.5 and a Willie Mays 2.5, a Hank Aaron rookie PSA 6, a Pete Rose PSA 7 rookie. Pete Rose autographs don't sell for a lot, but his cards and memorabilia still trade for like a Hall of Famer, right, Bill?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Pete Rose, him and Roger Maris, several guys like that, Gil Hodges, these guys who aren't in the Hall of Fame but really should be.
Yeah, and their stuff, their cards sell. Pete Rose just signs so much. Like, I got an autographed card numbered out of National Treasures, the 25 of Pete Rose. I'd probably be lucky to do $30 or $40, but a high-grade, even a PSA 7 is not a bad grade at all.
That's about a $1,000 card.
Yeah, that's a good card. So check out HugginsandScott.com. And then also don't forget the next couple of months with the show not on, you can go to tcrowntom.com or you can contact me at tcrowntom on Twitter. ERC delivery. Vince Clemente is there all the time. Our show will get back here March 1st and be back on every Sunday after that again. So it's time to do the drawing now. The winner will have the boxes, the package delivered to their door by ERC delivery. I've got it on randomizer.org, and the winner is Lenny from Orland Park. So contact, send an email to Vince at ercdelivery.com, Lenny, and he'll set up a time this week where he will deliver the package to you, ERC Delivery. Bill, thanks a lot. It's been a blast, and I guess our show will be back on March 1st.
I'll look forward to it,
Tom. Okay, good luck with your February auction. Don't forget HugginsandScott.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good couple months.